In this world, nightmares lurk. They hide in our neighborhoods, walk our streets, wear our faces. But they are not us. They are the world's best kept secret, and we are gonna find them. Welcome to Uncanny Valley Cancer Cell.
And welcome. This is a Chronicles of Darkness tabletop campaign played in the Hunter the Vigil storyteller system. And last time we left off with all of our characters in their new base of operations, putting together all that they had learned from their investigations. And a quick note to the listeners, last episode, the character Mason made a conclusion about some of the strange markings they had found on the two girls and on his contact Amelia from a previous episode. He concluded that this was a mark which all Fae Touched have. And while that's awesome and totally valid for his character, it is not the case. So I just wanted to make a really quick note for our listeners that that's Fae Touched do not all have marks. That's just the conclusion that a character came to. In the course of this arc, those marks are specifically individuals touched by the Fae that they are investigating. So, with that in mind, let's get back into it. I think you all traded all of your information, but you hadn't yet come up with what exactly you wanted to do in response.
I think it would be in our best interest to make sure that we have everything that we need if we are going to be actually going into the hedge. Because I can't help but think that it's going to get there eventually.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sure would be a letdown if it didn't.
Well, I would hate for you to ruin your planning.
Okay. What plan?
There's like 20 arrows pointing to a door. We're just like, I don't know.
What do you mean plan?
Just a player door. Thing to do.
I don't.
There's just a big exclamation on our mini-map.
Throw you all in the hedge. Never.
No, of course not. Never, not once.
Khajiit
anyway.
Khajiit is innocent.
Khajiit has done
nothing wrong.
Can I suggest something real quick? All right. And he points to Abernathy. You brought up the milk thing, right?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. And he turns his whole body towards JD, Mason, and Darla. Anything involving a lot of liquids we're not doing, okay? We learned the last time. Liquids plus monsters rarely works in our favor.
What do you mean?
I don't think I remember this one.
Yes, I was.
Water guns versus vampires.
Talking about the holy water.
As soon as
do we still have those water guns?
As soon as you mention that, Abernathy pulls out like a little pad of paper and starts writing.
Does a water gun work with milk?
Oh my god, we're not using the water gun!
Entire consistency.
Okay.
Oh my god!
I kept my super soaker, and we are not ruining our super soakers with that. And on top of that, it's not going to work out.
Wolf,
so,
you're brilliant!
So here's the thing. As opposed to last time, this is backed by hard research. They're definitely attracted to it. It might not be against their will sorts, but it'll be a distraction of kinds.
I mean, look, I'm attracted to Guinness, but if someone's spraying me with a water gun full of it, it's not going to make me melt. It's just going to get sticky.
It's something.
Tried that once. Don't do it.
Only you're saying that it kills them. It's
but
just,
I mean, what we could do is we could spray another area, like spray somewhere on the ground, and then they'll go and try and drink the milk.
If I may make
I regret bringing this up.
No, it's brilliant. Yeah, actually, Wolf, this is the best idea I think you've ever had. You don't even believe in it.
If I may make a suggestion, something that the fair folk are rather attracted to is, making deals. I think it would be in our best interest to at least keep a few bottles on us in case we need to make trade for some sort of passage or trade for an item we might need.
Yeah. Seems fair. We wouldn't want to have it all in gallon containers anyways. It's harder to use it the way we want.
Also,
but we should at least bring one, right? Because
yeah.
That's a really... I just want to do it, to be honest.
A gallon of milk?
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, if we're... I'm not sure if it's worth us going into the hedge.
Alright, so how... We've already come to the conclusion that we want to get the child out from the grasp of the Fae.
And if that's possible, then I would second the motion, but, well, we have the potential to lose all five of us in the hedge.
I mean, that's always the risk, right? You're always going out willing to risk your life and limbs.
That's true, but, we're going to be on what is akin to a different planet. It's more than just going into a dark alley, or it's more than, going into, what was it that you got, that you all were in, some sort of secret hell. Laboratory?
Hell.
Hell, that's it.
Oh, also a laboratory, too.
The red one, not the green one.
Oh, yeah, that happened, too. There was also the infinite void of movies.
That was
Oh,
weird.
That place yeah. sucked.
Is oh, the hedge on, like any of those fun. Things?
It has more trees.
Well, okay, it's not so bad, but if there's other people or beings, we might be able to...
Almost certainly.
I like the idea of striking a deal. We Every might be able to get some more... relevant information there if we all go and stick together with weapons and milk to trade, I guess.
I don't think we have much of a choice. We're going to go get those girls, and we have to go to the hedge because that's where they are. Or in that other place. What was it? Arcadia. Wherever they are, they're not here anymore. And if we want to bring them back and then replace their replacements, then we have to do it. There's no other option.
Then in that case, we are going to go in prepared.
Yeah.
Now, you are already one 9mm Glock ahead of all the rest of us.
What do you mean?
I cannot believe you right now. I find you difficult to trust, Darla.
Oh, that's because Darla's, like, kind of a serial liar. I can give you her, you know, packet later. And he puts air quotes around the word packet.
That would be very much appreciated.
Hey, now what's in that packet? What do you mean?
This doesn't seem like a thing a medical professional should be sharing.
Yeah. Isn't that a violation of my rights?
That's funny, because you're not my client.
Oh.
Wow. Okay.
Well, then why do you have a packet on me in the first place?
I think that mostly applies to attorneys.
Because I shared small living quarters with you for several months.
The packet is just his journals?
Dear diary.
Today, Darla Blah.
Wow, yeah. Wolf, I am just flattered you paid that much attention to me.
At any rate, I think it would be in our best interest to make sure that we are well prepared. Now, I myself have something of a large suitcase full of esoteric ephemera. If anyone would has any requests for some items, perhaps I will be able to provide some.
I understood about, like, 8 of those words.
I have a suitcase full of magical shit. Would you like some?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Good. Cool. I'm down.
Honestly, I think I'm just gonna go and maybe try and learn a little bit more about what can hurt these guys. See what maybe the internet says, to be honest.
Can you, this is something that that I'm actually wondering about now. Can you shoot changelings to death? I assume you can.
You can shoot almost anything to death.
Well, sure.
Changelings, yeah.
We can't shoot the
It's just harder.
I don't think we're going to kill a true fae.
The only thing we can't kill is the true fae in its realm, probably.
I mean, you can do that, but it's just really, really hard.
And we're not shooting the 12-year-old. We've established this. That's kind of what got us on this plot, yeah. So...
But
preferably.
Yes.
Changelings have physical bodies, so they will take physical
damage. Not anything out, but...
Fine. If you all insist on making it the difficult way, then that's just what we're going to have to do.
Yeah. We need protective equipment. Charms, armors. Didn't you get something when you were on your train ride? JD, didn't you find a thing? It's like a vest or something.
I mean, I stole the bulletproof vest from that one guy, but it's just a bulletproof vest.
Oh, well,
I do want to offer up a service that I have access to. If there's anything that you need that is, less than legal, then I do have something of a hookup.
I don't think we need any narcotics.
I'm simply put, no.
Well, yeah, can you get me weed?
Certainly.
That's legal awesome. In this state. You don't.
It is?
Yeah, he can't
in
help
Kansas?
You.
No, it's not in Kansas, dude.
Not yet.
Not in Kansas.
Well, it's not necessarily just drugs. It could also be military grade weapons, could be illegal car modifications.
Really nice.
You keep illegal car modifications in your suitcases.
No. This is a hookup of mine.
Oh, okay.
Stay with us, JD.
What? I mean, he's saying he's got presents in his suitcase and he talks about car modifications. I don't know if he's carrying around a muffler or something.
Can he fix what? Fender of a van? Got rather damaged recently.
I'm sure he could. I don't think that is a... I don't think we'll need the services of my friend for that, though.
Everyone side-eyes Steven.
What are you rolling for,
Steven bud? Steven starts rolling dice.
What?
No, we told him about this. He already knows about this.
He knows.
I still haven't... He still hasn't seen the van. So... How bad is my van?
It's mostly fine, I think.
Mostly fine?
Mostly fine.
It'll pop out.
I mean, we'll be taking it to wherever we're going, so you'll find out soon. You know.
I lived in that thing. Be nice to it.
Okay.
It was to save a child, mate!
And it was all JD's idea.
So, real quick, what's everyone's preferred format of combat? I have a gun. So I'm good with that.
I'm already going to be getting in contact with my friend also, because I'll need to replace a 9mm Glock. So how about, as long as I'm making a call, I would like to get... Sorry, hold on. That was a pencil clicking. I would like to take orders. Is there anything anyone's in need of?
I need a bulletproof vest of sorts.
Would anyone else like a few of those?
How much does this cost?
I'll rack it up after we get the order done.
Don't worry about finances. We need to
business expenses.
Yeah, business expenses.
Oh my God, do we get to put this on your daddy's car? Because I've always wanted to do that to somebody.
It's a tax write-off, actually.
Well, for the most part, I use...
Oh no, any money going towards him will have no documentation whatsoever.
For the most part, I use...
Oh, cash-based business then.
Okay, that's fine.
I use this machete, but do you have like a magic machete or a katana? That'd be awesome.
Magical weapons, cool. I actually do not have access to.
Are all magic weapons rapiers? Is that a thing? It seems to be a large portion of what we see.
That would actually
Real
be an
quick,
interesting rule.
Is that still here, or did that leave with Vic?
Vic has it.
Vic took it.
Right.
You insisted, didn't you?
I don't think so.
Well, we respect dibs at this table.
Yes, we do.
We respect dibs here.
The ancient rule of dibs is respected.
Okay, so far I have one 9mm Glock. I have a four bulletproof vests.
Guys, I got a quick question for everyone except Abernathy. What is my fighting style?
Throw yourself at them.
I believe grappling. They call it wrestling.
Yeah, that's
it. Hey, you were training with Bubba, weren't
you? It's wrestling with an A.
Well, yeah, but that wasn't really... Is that my fighting style?
Yeah, you wrestle.
It's the only thing I've seen you do with anybody.
Write it under your... Write it under your merits. Wrestling with an A and an apostrophe N.
How many dots?
One dot.
Alright.
Oh, God.
Well, besides shooting stuff...
It's a free
stuff,
gift for me to
you. I mean, if we're expensing it, I don't have to pay anything. Besides shooting stuff, I do punch stuff real good. And I used to use a taser, but they're surprisingly difficult to use.
Would you care for some brass knuckles?
Yes, I would.
I'll add that.
Should I get that? Do I need those?
Oh, Dr. Wolf, as far as your marijuana goes, are you a sativa or an indica man?
Oh, indica.
You seem like it.
It's a thing.
I know what that means now.
Those are like just words.
Yeah, still just words.
Let's see. All right, so I still hear interest of guns. I'm still taking orders on guns.
I don't do guns.
No guns for JD.
I would like a few dozen packets of C4 and some detonators.
I can make that happen.
That would be good.
What about a shotgun?
One shotgun. Pump action?
Yes, please.
I really
you know how to use a shotgun?
A wealthy benefactor.
Mr. Wolf, I'm from the South. I know how to use pretty much any kind of gun.
Sorry I asked.
And the DM would like a burrito, please.
Chicken, beef.
Chicken, beef, beef.
Yeah, while you're out, you can grab
beef
lunch.
And cheese. With extra onions.
Extra
Yeah, please go to onions. Chipotle, too.
A voice emanates from the ceiling.
Give me a taco.
And one taco for right. God.
So, yeah. Can you get me a thing of the brass knuckles too, I guess?
Yeah. Two brass knuckles.
It's good to just have a fallback. I can take a chunk out of these expenses. We'll need to use some of our business funding for the rest.
All right.
Cool.
That's the coolest thing anyone's ever done.
You know, while you're taking an order, can you give me some dry ice and a small container for which to contain it?
You can get that at Reese's.
I mean, you're going out, though.
I'm not. I'm making a phone call.
Oh, well, I mean, he can get it, right?
Actually, I wanted to get some... We have all this milk, and I really want to get some Nesquik, so I might go to Reese's. I'll get you dry ice there.
Okay.
That works. See, my friend here, he works in things that are, well, of clandestine nature. Dry ice is not his forte.
Okay, well,
JD, what are you planning here?
Come on, somebody asked for C4, and he acted like it was no big deal. I asked for dry ice, and now the world's gonna end.
Well, that's because, JD, I know what they're gonna be doing with the C4. I don't know what the hell you're doing with dry ice.
Well, that's my
not to mention the scale of trustworthy to untrustworthy. Like, we have Mason here, and then there's me, and then there's Darla, and then there's
Are you saying JD is somehow more untrustworthy than Darla? Because I don't believe that for a hot second.
There's like a huge confirmation bias here, because JD has been way more honest with you guys, but everyone thinks he's the scoundrel.
It's just because I'm good looking, it's alright.
Okay, so...
Hey guys, Mason's naive, that means he's good, right?
I believe I have everybody's stuff here. Is there just like... Does anybody else need anything else?
No. Nope, I don't need ammunition. It just magically farts into existence.
I will order ammo with it.
Okay.
That's it. Okay, so I'm going to do my best to total this up, and I'm going
to
have...
Don't even bother. I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have time for
this I just mostly want to use my dot and contacts.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Do you remember Russ talking about this?
I do remember Russ talking about
okay,
this.
Okay, cool. All right, cool.
This is why... The things okay, break. Scene.
So, just real quick, Abernathy is to get in contact with this. He is going to go to like a cricket store or something, basically, so he can just get a burner phone before he makes a call.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I was like the store that sells crickets for like
the cricket store
for like frogs.
I think it's Boost Mobile these days.
Okay,
I'm pretty sure cricket doesn't exist anymore.
Any exists. General. Any general like super center, like a Walmart super center will sell.
Yeah, just the drug dealer phones.
Yeah.
No. Here's what we're gonna do. Since Wolf was gonna go to Walmart anyway,
yeah,
well, he'll pick you up burner phone. Yeah. Pick up Nesquik and dry ice.
All right.
Keep the receipt.
Yeah, that checkout person is gonna think that's a little weird. But
before we go, Abernathy does want to use his meditative mind feature.
Yes, you need to do that.
I'm gonna do that for the morning.
Is this like a mind palace? Like, what are you doing?
A crystal castle in the mind. It's kind of, sort of. Abernathy has the merit meditative mind, and it essentially allows certain bonuses that I will describe as they come up.
Yeah.
So,
but it depends. He has to meditate regularly.
Right.
And depending on how well he rolls for his meditate, that determines what bonuses he gets for the day.
Okay. So do I just roll these two dice, or is it... Okay.
For now, yeah.
All right. So Abernathy takes a second to find a comfortable spot in the room. He sits with his back straight and his legs crossed and regulates his breathing. And a few minutes later, he gets back up. All right. No successes.
All right. You're a regular old human today.
Just a plain old human who just meditated.
Well, while he's off doing Pilates or whatever it is he's doing,
it's transcendental meditation.
Yeah, Pilates. Darla is gonna go and try and access the computer that she saw a while back with the hunter net.
Yep, you can go there.
I think she wants to go and try and figure out. I mean, guns are all well and good, but I feel like, she feels like she doesn't really know quite. If they'll hurt whatever these things are.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to maybe try and check lore or try and check something, do a bunch of Googling to see if she can find something that hurts them.
All right, make me a roll, but make it at a -2 because you're kind of looking for what for what Wolf already looked for, so chances are you're just going to find the same stuff.
Okay. So what do you want me to roll?
Intelligence academics.
All right.
It's a chance, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh! Hey.
Okay, one.
One?
Yeah.
you turn up an article that seems to be promising, and then it turns out it's just about the flower stuff that Wolf was already talking about.
Shit.
Mason's not going to have another opportunity today, so he's going to do his daily meditation over the amulet he gave Vic.
Okay. Yep. Good idea.
Yeah, is Vic alive?
Why would you guys know? No one's called.
Okay.
We tried.
We tried, and he's not into it.
It went to voicemail.
I'm not going
to
voice a god, Dad.
He's got his own thing going, man.
Yeah. That's called tension, guys.
He's doing yes. him. JD is going back to the course.
Okay, JD. You know the rules, right?
Yes. In general. I don't remember.
It's basically Dex Athletics.
Death Athletics and then
Death Athletics.
Death Athletics.
Death Athletics.
Death Athletics.
That's what we'll do if we become Sin Eaters.
Mm-hmm. Death Athletics. Death Athletics. Got three.
Okay, you passed the rolling log.
Three again.
All right, you get through the first half of the standing pole jumps.
Lots of beats. Six.
All right.
Oh,
exceptional.
Getting better.
So you actually hit a point thruster on the way over. Yeah, that one. And you arrive at the next challenge, which is a pair of parallel poles with hand holds that you hang from. There's a big net underneath, a 30-foot gap between that platform and the next. And so you have to shuffle your way along these two poles with your upper body strength. And as you go, there are three swinging axes that go past that you have to time it and get through.
Well, that seems unnecessarily dangerous, but I guess here we go. Can I use strength athletics now instead?
Yeah, you'll need to do strength athletics. Now, on this one,
one die.
If you get one success, you do not fall. You can hang up there for as long as you are able.
Okay.
But in order to get past each axe, you'll need a success of three or more.
Okay.
And of course, the longer you hang, you get time penalties, but that won't matter because none of you are going to make records, so you get through the whole course.
So does he unlock, like, a bonus costume if he completes the course or something?
I'll figure it out. What'd you get?
Four.
Don't know why that tickled me so much.
All right, so...
it's a minigame, right?
It's true!
Like the very athletic stuntman that you are, you hop up there, no problem, and, you know, shuffle your way down, you get past the first act.
You just need to boost Rodal your way past.
Is anyone watching him do this?
I don't think anyone.
I'm not.
Three.
I like to think of it as like a montage cut between me furiously Googling.
it's a little closer. It does just narrowly graze the back of your form as you're hanging, but you get past the second act.
Are those things just running 24/7?
Only whenever the course is in use.
Okay.
There's like a lever that you hit when you start it, and that powers everything on.
Is it like a huge kill switch?
Four?
It could be, yeah, sure.
Okay.
All right, so the next one you clear easily and land yourself back on the next platform, which leads you to the ninja wall!
Oh.
The
what?
The ninja wall.
The ninja wall.
It's a wall literally made of ninjas.
Yeah. They're employed 24/7. 365.
We've been starving. Left us down here.
Thaddeus comes and throws like a piece of raw meat at them once a day.
So it's a 15-foot curved wall with a lip at the top that you need to climb.
Dex or strength?
Dex.
Three.
One.
So confident after your last run, you go right up and you actually misjudge the angle you're running and you run right off the edge.
Ouch.
The core sort of blinks and then darkens.
Balls.
The ninjas go, free us!
Anyone else want to do anything before you go about your plan that you still haven't planned?
I'm still at the Walmart if there's anything you want to do there. Otherwise, it's a trip to Walmart. There's weird people and good prices, I guess.
Well, someone's making meth in the sports section, but other than that, it's a totally normal trip to Walmart.
Wow, an absolutely normal day in Kansas.
Hey, one of the employees over there just chasing him off of the broom. Get out of here!
I told you, never come back to this Walmart.
All right, no,
Dad, I told you not to do that at work.
This is my work. But Abernathy does get his burner phone.
Yes.
And
I buy it. Yep.
Yep. And let's see. How much should I subtract for that?
It's a flip phone.
It's a flip phone. Like an actual
$99.
Okie dokie. For a flip phone?
I don't know what the going rates of flip phones are.
You know what? Neither do I. Okay. All right. Then he is going to dial up a long series of digits, like more than just area code. He's this call is going to somebody probably offshore. Mm-hmm. And he is answered by a... You ever hear like a voice distorter like from a scary movie where there's like a voice on the other end of the line? Like, if you contact the police, the girl dies. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's that kind of voice on the other line.
What's your favorite scary movie?
I'm partial to The Fly, the original one. But Abernathy just calls in and says, "Lovebug, I've got a tall order for you."
Lovebug says in the distorted voice, "How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?"
Oh my God, I do not have. Lovebug, I do not have time for your riddles today. I wasn't That's expecting a riddle? That.
What? Jesus Christ!
Lovebug, do you want this money? Do you want this? Do you want this order or not?
Yes.
Jesus Christ! World's most this terrifying is a NPC. Mess.
I'm gonna be calling this guy a lot. Okay,
I need my. You gave me this. Okay,
I did. I told you can do what you want. But
kill John. His head's on the table.
Breathe, boy. All right, Lovebug. I need full bulletproof vest, 9mm Glock with ammo, an ounce of weed indica preferred, two sets of brass knuckles, as much C4 as you can get me within reason, and a pump action shotgun ammo included.
Dun, 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 dun. What size of fingers for the brass knuckles?
Damn. I neglected to ask. Give me a large? Medium and one medium and one extra large.
Extra large.
Whatever that runs. I don't know what ring sizes there are for brass knuckles. It's been a long time since I've bought my own.
With or without Sopranos quotes?
One with, one without.
Extra.
One with, one without.
Okay.
Darla's getting the one with, isn't she?
Hell yes, I am.
I thought she would resent people from Jersey.
She doesn't know what it means.
Oh, okay. Are you high-lowing whether or not Darla hates people from Jersey?
No, I'm high-lowing which set of brass knuckles has the inscription.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense. All right, then. Yep. Okay, so with that, Abernathy, that, well, I'll just go ahead and say it. That, Lovebug, thank you for your time.
There's no goodbye. It's just a click.
As soon as there's a click, he just takes the phone and breaks it in half, and then chucks one in one way, keeps the other half with him until he gets to a dumpster and drops it there.
Okay, you're covered. So you go back, and within about an hour, the package arrives. It's in a floral suitcase with brown piping on the edges.
I love how fast this man walks.
And a yellow luggage tag. that has a ladybug on it.
So, all right.
With little hearts for the dots.
This said, I knew he was starting to work with drones. No wonder I got here so fast.
So love bug is Jeff Bezos, right? That's the secret.
That's the twist.
The twist is it's just Amazon. It's just spooky Amazon.
Anytime anybody calls Jeff Bezos, it's just how much wood would a witch judge?
Listen, if I had $137 billion, I would do that too.
Oh. All right, so he gingerly picks it up and brings it in, inspects all of the items to make sure that they're there.
They're all present and accounted for.
Excellent.
It is the smaller of the brass knuckles. It is engraved with the phrase, "Don't shit where you eat."
I love that so much.
Is it backwards so that someone will have that implanted on their face when they get punched?
No, it's on the bar that goes across the knuckles.
Oh, okay.
Facing the person wearing it will be able to read it.
Gotcha. Okay.
It's a reminder to the user, not to the victim.
Okay.
Is it the whole phrase on both knuckles, or is it "Don't shit" on one, and then where you eat on the other?
Well, okay, so a brass knuckle has a bar that's solid, and then the loops for the fingers to go in. So it's across the top. It sits over the knuckles, if that makes sense.
But is it the whole phrase on both of them, or is it
It would technically, when you were using it, it would be in your palm with your fingers wrapped over it.
Yeah. That's not what I'm asking, though.
There's nothing on the actual knuckles now. You'll not be punching
words. No, but does it say don't shit on one and then where you eat on the other?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I forgot that there were two because you only asked for one.
Well, usually they come in sets, right? Maybe I'm wrong.
Do they? Guys?
No, they come in singles.
Okay, guys, I would really like it if the phrase was split up, because then if you lose one, you get it mixed up, because then you just have one that says "don't shit," and the other one
it's just
where you eat though.
Okay.
With a period, not a question mark.
Only because of the source quote, "I will, Darla, you can have two."
I just thought they came in sets. I don't know why.
They don't. They only come in sets.
Okay.
I will give you two. Jesus, guys. Deep breaths. One says, "Don't shit where you eat." The other one says, "And you really don't shit where I eat." Because that's the full quote.
That's brilliant and beautiful. Thank you.
However, Steven only gets one. It's extra large, but it has a retractable blade in the handle.
Whoa, nice bonus.
Whoa!
Yes.
Abernathy picks it up and then just accidentally activates it. Just goes, shink! And he's like, oh dear.
The problem is he was looking really close at it when he did it, and now Abernathy's dead.
I have an image of the blade coming out, and it just touches Abernathy's nose as it shoots out.
And then he's just like, hee
hee. That's his laugh.
No.
That's his fucking
laugh.
No,
it's not.
JD from the room next door just goes,
What the fuck?
If this were an anime game, the tip of the knife would have a little like flag on it with a smiley face. Like,
oh god. Okay.
Surprise!
So everyone got their really fun stuff, and I take it that all this comes out of the business expenses.
Yep.
All right, cool.
I will eat some of the cost. I have a couple thousand. Everyone has body armor and weapons.
Who has the magic body armor? Is it still you, JT?
Yes.
Okay. Although he does not know that it is magic.
Yeah, he just thinks it's regular body armor.
I'm just, for my own knowledge, need to keep that straight.
Yes, technically it is indeed magic.
So you all get suited up. I'm going to assume that those of you who have pre-existing rigs, like JD and Mason, I'm going to assume that you have all that stuff with you.
Mm-hmm.
And you all reconvene at the rickety kitchen table. Okay. Well, what now, friends?
Well, guys, we need to... We've collected all of our supplies. Somebody's got a cooler with the dry ice, the milk, the C4. We've got all of our ammunition and our weapons.
Mm-hmm.
You got your super soakers?
It would just be a small container.
Darla's got a super soaker of milk.
I don't think I can actually carry any more weapons on my body, to be honest, because I have a 9mm, I have two brass knuckles, I have a shotgun. I don't think I can carry a super soaker.
Well, then we need to make our way over to the spot detailed in that article we researched where the kids went missing and start looking for the hedge gate.
Oh, wait a minute. Aren't we supposed to get our items, our focus items?
Right. If Nobody That's has. Right. If nobody has anything, we can supply cheap watches. If not,
so yeah, let's go around and see what you all have chosen for your focus items. You can start with Mason.
I will be using the Brooch of Bethany, the remains of my ancestor and Bethany, great aunt Bethany.
Darla?
Darla's is going to be her pack of cigarettes, which are Camel Menthols, because it's the same ones as her Mima smokes.
Aww.
Wolf?
Well, it's his van.
Wait, are you going to bring that with you? It's got to be something...
Oh, I thought it was just something we focused on.
No, no. Well, yes, but it's also something we have to bring in with us, like an Inception.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. All right. In that case, it's going to be his Care Bear shirt.
Oh, no, that's cute. All right.
JD? Mm-hmm.
What do you think the dry ice is for?
The dry ice is your focus?
What?
Yeah, I don't have to explain myself to you.
That works.
I really want to know about that.
There's a lot of questions here.
Yeah.
No one asked you guys to explain yours, so he's allowed to be elliptical.
Abernathy is, I really came down to two, and so I'm just gonna, like, go ahead and choose one. He has a single key, from an ivory keyboard, from a piano.
That's cool.
Neat.
So you all come with those items included.
Mm-hmm. What, John? Why are you silently saying "fuck" in the air?
No reason. Let's keep going.
Wait a minute. Shouldn't we have a plan?
Well, aren't we? So the plan, as it stands, is to go into the hedge and get more information. Then we go into, we do a like a smash and grab in the actual.
Okay, then let's talk contingency territory. Plans. All right. Like, what happens if we get separated?
Well, we all... I don't know that phones would work
there. You hope for a quick and painless death.
All right, Mr. Sunshine.
Well, I'm just being realistic.
If we all get separated, I can use this brooch to find you all.
So we just sit there and wait for you to come and find us?
Get somewhere safe and bunker down, and I'll get us all together.
Okay.
So everybody needs to travel at least in pairs. If possible, we should all travel as a group at all times.
Yeah, probably just not split up.
Yeah, don't. That's contingency plan is be disciplined the whole time. And if somebody gets separated, put yourself in a safe place and wait.
Should we tie ourselves together?
That sounds like also like a bad idea.
That seems like a hindrance as much as it might be helpful.
Now that I say it out loud, it does sound stupid.
Yeah, that makes sense. Good idea, though. Good try.
Thank you.
It's a thought.
So we're going to go into the hedge a little carefully today. Maybe we don't get what we want done, but we got to figure out what we can do to help these kids.
All right, let's go.
All right.
All right, so you all pile in the van, and Wolf realizes the true level of damage has been done to his vehicle while he was asleep.
Oh, no. We already had him go to Walmart, so we had that moment of...
He does already know.
But now he gets to talk with everyone about it.
And just think of the kids.
You all follow the map on someone's phone and end up at this location, which you all who were there that night discover is just across the street from the young girl's house. Across the street, they live sort of on the edge of town. There is a undeveloped area of forest, and the map leads you right there.
Well, that's convenient.
Oh, but yeah, that adds up. No, that's...
Makes a lot of sense.
All right, well, we should hide the van carefully then.
Do we, like, align ourselves on it, like the other thing, to hell? Is that how that works?
I don't know yet.
I still need to hear
this
story.
Do we have to align our brown chakras again?
So here's what we'll do, since this might
be... It doesn't work that way.
Might be hostile territory. Let's kind of fan out a bit, but keep everybody in eyesight, and we'll just look for these plants.
And if things do show up, did I just throw the milk like a grenade? Is that how it works?
Let's try that. Let's see how it works.
You rip the cap off with your teeth. Fire in the hole!
initial plan is run away until we all get together again, and then we shoot the shit out of something.
My God. It's just, it's right. Very ramshackle, and I fear for us all.
Yeah. We're going to die. Let's go.
All right, so you all enter the dark woods, and by the time you get there, it is the early evening.
Oh, well, then in that case, I think the effect that I have to respect Mason has just worn off.
Yes, it has.
Yay! Erase, 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 erase.
And I would say anyone else with a remaining condition from the encounter where you first met the little girls, those would be expiring about now, too. I don't think there are any others. But...
Didn't I have one? I didn't write it down. Thought I had
one. I sobered up. I'm cool.
Yep.
All right. You venture into the woods. You, there's a sort of a three-pole fence, like you might see around a horse pasture, that lines the edge of the wood. And you all sort of either duck between the spans or climb up over it. And once you're on the other side, you slowly fan out and work your way into the very thick brush of a Midwestern temperate forest. There's oak trees with low-hanging, spindly thin limbs and large piles of leaves from the recent onset of fall. Your feet crunch and crack as you step through. There is no way to pass this terrain quietly. But you do manage to stay together. Between the group of five, you have three flashlights. I think Darla has one, Mason has one, and JD has one.
So this is a ways away from the housing.
It is the Midwest, so a housing development oftentimes is right next to a thick patch of woods, even though it's not that far from town. Okay. It's that sort of thing. You could infer that this maybe isn't a proper large remote forest, but it is thick, completely natural and overgrown, and indeed just across the street from an otherwise normal housing development. Did you have any other questions?
No, I was trying to figure out.
So you spend some time exploring, going deep into the forest, and the further you get in, the more insulated you are from the quiet sounds of the city, from the crickets and the cats yowling and the kids playing in their backyards. And it starts to sound very much like the sort of muffled quiet of a forest. Everyone make me a wits composure check.
All right.
Ooh, nice.
Oh shit!
That's a critical failure.
Wow. Critical. Ooh, that's that's four for Abernathy.
That'd be two for me.
Mm-hmm. I got five.
Nice.
Three for Wolf.
Five successes.
So, a sort of shuffling noise comes from the darkness, and at the exact same time, Mason and Abernathy point to the right. And JD points to the left and goes, "What was that?"
Behind you.
So.
And then he switches his arm.
And then he pivots around to match the group. So you all sort of fling your flashlights. That's the word. Swing your flashlights around.
Oh shit, we forgot to buy flashlights. No, we got it.
No, we got them, don't worry.
Just in time to see that the sort of blurred outline or the form of a deer leaping through the brush in the distance, you all sort of relax as you realize, oh, it's a false alarm, only to then see a strange shifting dark shape in the forest beyond where the deer was. And distinctly, you, Abernathy, and you, Mason, can make out a pair of very large, very round eyes that reflect a sort of green color.
How big is this thing?
Larger than you.
Abernathy is going to raise his shotgun.
JD pulls out his infrared device.
All right. Yep. Yay. You still got
it. You stole that from production.
No, it was for his kid. No, it was actually his.
Oh, okay.
He bought that at Character Creator.
It's actually true.
So go ahead. You pull out your infrared device. And what you see on the infrared device is a very large, almost humanoid mass, but not quite. Its sort of shoulders are about 3 or 4 times thicker than a human's would be, but its limbs become spindly and clawed at the ends and hang down where someone's knees would be on a normal form. And there are no discernible legs. It's just a sort of shifting sand-like appearance at the bottom. And interestingly, on the infrared, warm things are shown as red, orange, yellow, yeah, all the way down to blue and violet. The thing on the monitor is so cold that it makes, in order to display it, the infrared has to display the rest of the forest, which to the touch is rather cool. It's, you know, 60 degrees or so. On the monitor, it has to render the forest in red in order to show the disparity in temperature.
JD. Wow. JD.
Cool.
That doesn't look, just, is that the thing that we saw in the forest?
Does it look, it doesn't look like the other thing.
No, it does not. JD, since you got a very close look.
Got a good look.
It does not look like the shapeshifter that you encountered before.
And with the, have the eyes looked at us?
Yeah, the eyes are right looking at you.
It's not, okay. It's not the other thing.
All right.
Is it similar at all? I guess I can only see the outline.
I don't think
of
so, because it's very...
I can't see actually like any coloration of it, because I just see the
outline. Yeah, you can really just see the outline and the temperatures, but you can't immediately see that it looks different, because the figure that you encountered before was pretty close to humanoid, and it was sort of spindly and thin. And this is very large and lumbering.
Let's just slowly back away.
Wait for it to move. If it moves on, we follow it.
Yeah, I'm gonna
If it comes for us, then I say we open fire.
I'm gonna ready my shotgun.
Okay. I'm gonna cock back the energy hammer on the Ishma pistol.
Okay.
I just got my machete out.
Machete.
We're just gonna watch it for a bit, I guess. Very still.
What does it do?
So it watches
shaking
you all, and
bit.
in the light of your flashlights, you can see its eyes blink a few times. And on the monitor, the creature, there is a sort of vague spot underneath where the eyes are that is warmer. Initially, it's just a blue on violet. It's not that much warmer. But as it watches you, this sort of spot of slightly warmer becomes more and more similar to the temperature around in the forest until it, too, is red. And then it begins stretching and stretching and stretching and stretching until it is almost the size of the creature itself. And as you watch that, in reality... The thing which you can't really see becomes more distinct. You all get the impression of fur and claws and teeth, and you see as it becomes a bit larger and larger, it is opening an enormous mouth. And lining the top are sort of shifting teeth that seem to move on their own and recede up. The eyes slide closed, and it turns into what looks like a sort of brambled trellis.
Oh, what the fuck?
You're kidding me.
No!
It is green vines woven in a lattice form that arch up around, and hanging from it are leaves and vines resembling a willow tree, and indistinct darkness inside, under the arch.
Okay. Garrett knows this.
So that's what it looks
like. So Garrett kind of knows this lore, but I want to make sure that Abernathy knows this lore. What does he know about, like, vines and stuff as far... I want to make a roll to see, like, what he knows as far as, like, vine symbology when it comes to stuff like the hedge.
Okay.
Let's see. Get the two dots from that. Intelligence and, occult, right?
Yep.
Is that the thing? Is that
two successes?
Well, Abernathy, you don't know what this specific thing is, but you have read stories about different areas of the Middle Ground, this hedge place, which fall under the domain of various fey creatures. Not true fey. They'll generally have their own place within Arcadia. But there are sort of fiefdoms run by pixies or goblins or pikes. Pucks, that's what I'm looking for. Pucks.
Pukas.
Yeah, all kinds of those lesser fey creatures like to set up kingdoms in the hedge.
Okay.
And some of these will have entrances of their own.
Gotcha. And so what I'm looking at is an entrance to the hedge.
Yes.
That is in this thing's mouth.
Yes.
I don't trust it. I still say we should kill it.
But I think that that's where we're supposed to go.
I think so.
Have we seen any of the vegetation we're looking for?
Actually, Wolf, since you saw the picture the most and you spent a lot of time looking at it, you do recognize that this droopy and swaying leafy plant that's hanging from the vines is the Eden lily that you saw on the computer system.
Well, guys, this is our way in, so...
In through the
mouth. I don't know what else to tell you.
It's in through the mouth of a beast.
Yep. I don't like it either.
Aren't you two supposed to know about this? Is this your thing?
Would I know about this? It's more that... It keeps throwing surprises at us. God. But, JD... You're brave. Why don't you go first?
I'll pass. What? Hard pass. Yes, hard pass. Thank you, hard pass.
Abernathy, haven't you been before?
I have, but the gate that I use looked nothing like this.
Well, as our most experienced member...
Get over yourselves, and Wolf goes.
I'm right with him.
So, Wolf...
Thanks, bud.
You lead the group. I'm not sure if anyone necessarily follows you.
If it starts to chomp, then I guess move back or something.
So you approach closer with the sound of leaves at your feet, and once you get within about a 10-foot radius, you hear a sort of soft groaning noise from the creature.
That's just the sound JD makes in reply.
Okay.
A cool current of air pulls your hair and clothes towards it in a rattling sort of flow, and then after a brief pause, blows against you and blows your hair and clothes away as the creature breathes low with a groan.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't like it.
Okay.
So does the hedge breathe?
And as you set your foot on the portal and step through, the wood becomes lighter. A sort of pale green light catches all of the vines around you, and you find yourself in something of a tunnel that widens and widens the deeper you go in. Okay. Mason, you see that?
Yeah, I'm right behind him.
So as they go in, the thing does not...
Doesn't close.
Lechomp on them?
Does not lechomp.
Okay.
So, can we go back if we want? Does it seem,
Mason? If you turn around and walk back, you arrive looking at the rest of your team.
Okay. Be right back, and then I go get Wolf and I say, "Hey, now that we know this works, I wanted to do something here. Can we go back to the entrance real quick?"
Absolutely.
Okay. I just want to string this clearing with C4, and then we'll all go together.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
I see what he's doing. I respect it.
All right, make me a crafts roll.
Okay, I have three guesses on what you're doing, and all of them have the potential to end horribly.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to blow up our portal?
No. Maybe.
Maybe. That was one of my guesses.
I mean, if we're making a hasty escape and something's chasing us...
There you go. That's, I think...
Yeah.
That would be 4 successes.
Yeah, you set it up correctly. And JD, if you want, you can observe and double check, because you've done
Pyrotechnics
before.
I can.
All right. If you want to add your roll to it or whatever.
So Abernathy is going to see you looking at that, looking at this, and just, or is just going to look at this and just say,
"Critical failure."
Mason, before you describe that, Mason, I'm proud of you for taking precautions, but understand this: to the outside observer, this has homegrown terrorism written all over it.
Oh. Oh well, that's unfortunate.
It is.
Yeah.
I'm glad we see eye to eye on that.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, you know how to rig C4. Good for you. Yeah. Keep it up.
Everyone should learn someday.
Well, I'm proud of you. I didn't think anything he was going to be doing it was going to be particularly nice. It's not like C4 has any cooking applications.
Well, you'd be surprised, actually. Oh, no. You can start fires, but not in a controlled fashion. We should really get going. I don't know how long this thing's
going to be. Good old C4 trap, just like Dad used to make.
Isaac was always good with his explosives.
He really was.
Mason, we're going to have to talk about your childhood at some point.
So
it is something I am infinitely curious about, so JD, I'll be honest.
Okay.
As it is your specialty, you take it upon yourself to check over Mason's work just to make sure it's safe for everyone. You know, just because you're off a film set doesn't mean safety isn't important.
Jesus Christ. Do I get professional training on it?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. let's add to it. Still, same thing.
No. So you go through and you check the wires, but then on one of these you notice, oh wow, he's mixed up the red wire and the blue wire. What a silly guy. And you just real quickly swap them around.
I'm going to switch them?
Mm-hmm.
Do I have to switch them myself?
It's a critical failure, sir.
I don't think I would mess with his stuff, though, regardless. I think I would tell him that it's wrong. I'll let it fly.
We need an effect for the failure.
That's fine. If that's how
that's how it works. That's
I'm
how
gonna
works.
I'm gonna god mode you this
yep.
time.
Okay, yep. That's fine.
Yep.
And the C4 does explode. You take one lethal and are thrown back. Fortunately for you, the rest of the C4 does not detonate in a chain because you changed the wires. So the charge does not go through the entire circuit like Mason intended.
Oh, thank God.
Jesus. Holy shit.
I knew they were set wrong.
You okay there, buddy?
Is he still got all of his limbs?
Okay.
Well, thankfully he's wearing armor, and it was right in front of his chest. So the armor takes the brunt of the blow.
Just how much C4... This is plastic explosives.
They're small.
Okay.
But what you do notice, JD, is that your armor is now glowing indistinctly where the impact landed. You have a bright yellow sort of pulsing energy.
What the hell kind of C4 did you get?
Trying to, like, brush it off him?
Yeah, the light
is
brighter.
Is my clothing gone?
Probably.
Does he have the sexy Kirk, like, man boob window?
You're now wearing shorts?
Peck window.
I'm going to say that just enough of his shorts survive that he's decent, because okay. I don't want to have to go back and change his clothes.
Man, it's JD in Ranger mode.
But his shirt is pretty much eviscerated, except for the bulletproof vest.
Okay.
You're damn lucky it's magic.
Let's medkit a bit, and then...
You only took the physical damage from that, not the... And it's not really magical, but the, like, explosive.
Concussive force?
He took the concussive force and not the physical damage. Yeah. There we go.
Okay, so, can I...
Because that would have killed you.
Can we do a little medicine intelligence
roll? As everyone who sees it happen, the yellow light, the same color of light, when it exploded, encompassed his whole person. And something like a whole body magical protection sphere that then was concentrated into the vest.
Damn. I'm going to do a little medicine real quick. And then I'm going to check all my shit again. That's two successes, one of which was a 10. That's two successes total on a medicine check for, like, bandaging you or whatever.
All right, so he's not bleeding or anything.
Okay. And now we're going to do another crafts roll because my shit just went off.
Yeah.
Do it right this time. The other ones were fine.
Okay. Okay. That's... Another four successes. Okay.
Yep, everything was right. You're not sure what happened with that other one.
Okay. Well, don't touch any of them. They seem to be working right now.
Yep, looks good. Okay.
If this is how your character died, I would laugh at you forever.
The Sin Eater. What happened? I was fucking around with some C4.
He's just permanently singed for the rest of it.
No, Mason said it wrong.
I'm just going to assume that these are very, very small charges, given that you got them in an hour in a suitcase.
Okay. That's true.
Probably nothing that would require actual, like, clearance or any real work to buy.
He might just have it in a warehouse somewhere.
Yeah.
But, all right, are we going to go through the portal?
Yeah, let's all go. Now that Wolf so bravely decided it was safe-ish.
And then JD blew himself up. Let's go.
Yeah, we're good. Off to a roaring start, guys.
Still worried about that.
Well, you set the C4 right. Don't worry, this clearing will be a hellhole in no time.
So, you all go into the portal. It does stay open behind you. Although, as all of your party go beyond about a 30-foot range, with a big sort of yawn and a exhale of breath, the mouth does close behind you. And the lattice woven...
God damn it, I knew it! We're all food!
Vines.
Mason, mesh, I always loved you.
Mesh together behind you.
Are we gonna be able to leave now?
Let's...
Yeah, I walk back to the mouth.
Yeah.
It opens up again.
Okay.
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 It's like a butthole. Let's go. Okay.
I don't know that I'd say a butthole, but... Okay.
It is.
It's like a butthole.
It is.
So Wolf is standing ahead of the rest of the group. He forged a little further ahead while you all were messing with dynamite. And he's just sort of standing looking around in a state of surprise. When you all catch up at the sort of mouth of this tunnel, you are met with, I don't really know how to describe this exactly, but there's a very large sign that says, "Welcome to the Goblin Market."
And there's Welcome to the Goblin Market.
And there's a bunch of stalls with merry little punny names in various languages. The carcasses of strange otherworldly creatures hanging from sticks in the ceiling. Odd tapestries, strange enigmatic devices, and creatures of every size, shape, and description, all milling about exchanging coin for items.
Everyone, I'm going to need you to gather.
Okay?
We are all going to have to come up with aliases. Whatever you do, do not give people your real name.
Okay?
And if you enter into a deal, it will be binding. This is why we brought the milk, so we at least have something to trade with. Just
got it.
Don't do anything stupid. Don't give over anything.
West.
And don't take anything.
My name's West. Here.
Works for me.
Angela.
Angela.
Who's that?
I mean if my name's already, you know, technically not the thing.
Just make up a goddamn name.
My name.
If you don't make one up, I will make one up for you.
Is Elijah now.
Elijah.
Elijah.
Wood.
And a Wolf said, the minute eyes come to Wolf, he says it's just a little too fast. Just a little bit. Just enough to be like, you thought of this. Wolfman Rake.
Perfect.
Excuse me, can you say that again but a little louder?
Wolfman Rake.
Rake?
Is Wolfman your first name in this scenario, or is it
Yes,
Rake?
It is. It's Wolfman.
Was this your porn name?
And
Wait, does Darla know?
No,
I don't know. Sorry.
Okay. She makes a joke, though. I'm going to have Abernathy say, and my name will be Scorpio.
Okay.
All right.
We're just gonna ignore that one.
Can we just go over those again real fast?
West.
Angela. I'm kind of regretting picking something so normal. Maybe I can be...
It's functional. Like mine.
Yours is a direct. Well, yeah, I guess so. What if we get confused? Like, we're going, hey, go west. And then you're like, no, we need to not go towards me. That doesn't make
any
sense.
That won't happen. They don't have the cardinal directions in the hedge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything we're to so orientate fucked. Ourselves.
It's unfortunate you don't know that. It's all right.
Then I want to be Bambi.
All right, Bambi.
Bambi.
Yes. Well, if he gets all to right. be a direction, this guy gets to be a scorpion. I can be Bambi.
You know, that's actually okay. on my names list.
Bambi?
That's on my NPC possible names list.
Oh, okay. Been
congratulations, guys. I'm now an NPC. Bye-bye.
And you're it. Wolf you're Elijah.
We have Wolfman Ray, which I didn't know last names were necessary, but I guess if we have to.
You'll just be Elijah Wood?
Oh, no, I'm not.
Yes, you should be Elijah Wood.
I'm not going to take the. I mean, what if I don't want to give them my real name? I don't want to give them Elijah Wood's real name.
I'm not bothering with Elijah.
somewhere in Hollywood. Somewhere in Hollywood, unsuspecting Elijah Wood is just sitting around a campfire or sitting at the fire and just kind of like and just like a hand reaches out and just sucks him into the hedge.
Hang on, this isn't the one we ordered.
Is that what Elijah Wood sounds like?
No, that's the
goblin. Oh, okay.
The tiki ball.
He looks entirely different. All right.
So directly ahead of you, there is a stall that has a sort of a tall and very round purple-skinned creature with a corkscrew horns and bouncy purple hair. And beside him is a very short and very squarish little pixie creature with little blinking lights spinning around its head. And the small one looks at all of you and goes, oh, new arrivals. New arrivals.
Yes. We were here in the interest of bartering for information.
Oh, information. Information. You want that guy over there. And he points to, it is an actual, like, fairy tale tower, like Rapunzel-style tower right in the middle of the market.
Nice.
And hanging from a window roughly, you know, 8-9 feet up is she has blue skin and she has a very long braid and a very Rapunzel-like style. However, instead of the hair being long, it is her fingernails that reach all the way to the ground. It's disturbing corks.
I like this character less.
She's very beautiful otherwise.
Has she painted the fingernails?
Oh yeah, they're beautifully painted.
Okay, that's better.
Although it's a bit overwhelming because she clearly painted them one nail length at a time, so a lot of color to take in at once.
It's actually kind of cool looking, come to think of it.
Is there a door, or are we going to have to climb up her nails? We're taking this Rapunzel analogy its furthest point. Well, she's very loud. You can hear her all the way from there, from where you're standing, quite a distance away, as she's talking to a current customer. So you get the sense that she's very good at shouting, so you don't have to climb anything.
Oh.
Well, good.
Well, good.
I didn't want to climb your fingernails anyway.
And so the short, boxy creature leans over the sort of, I call it a table, it's really just a mound of crap that serves as his till. And he leans over and he goes, hey, Flinch, you got some customers. And the beautiful woman sort of flips her braid around and looks at all of you under her very long lashes and looks down at the creature doing business with her. She cuts off the tip of one of her fingernails with a lot of contorting and allows the creature to take one nail length, colored orange, with it. And says in a very dainty shout, have a good day, sir!
That's dainty.
For her.
Gotcha.
I love her.
All right. As they approach, Abernathy is going to say, we need to be very we need to be very specific about what it is that we're asking for. We need to plan ahead
and know exactly what it is that we are, what we're doing, so that we know the terms of our agreement.
Okay, we need to know the location of the particular human girl. Her name being, what was her name?
What was her name?
Oh, jeez.
Okay, from here to four.
Yeah.
Disregard from here whatever to four. I said the first time. We're just going to disregard that.
The missing twin is named.
Okay, we're going to call one of the twin. Okay, so the talkative twin, and I'm going to write this down this time. The talkative twin is April.
The other one is May.
Yes. And the quiet one is May.
This is their mother, June.
And their mother is June.
Oh, God.
Nerds.
Look, I won't forget it this time, will I?
This is like the people who name all their children with the same first
and
letter.
And their dad's name is August.
No, fuck off.
I hate these kids. Let's leave them to die.
Their dad's name is Aiden with two A's and an I.
Oh, so he's white.
I mean, they're named after months. I think they're definitely white.
Yeah, it's true.
Hey.
Don't say A, it's true.
Wait, which one was the talkative one, May?
The talkative one is April.
April, yep. Yeah.
I grew up next to two boys that were both named, respectively, Houston and Dallas. White people.
Oh.
Well, that's, you gotta name your kid after the city they were conceived in.
Of course.
Obviously.
And from the news article, you know that their last name is Yearly.
Okay. So no! Need,
I am gonna just leave the room and vomit.
That makes me happy. Anyways, that makes me very happy for very dumb reasons.
We need, and we know how long ago she went missing, which was X months.
4 years.
Four years ago. 4 years ago, a human girl by the name of May went missing. We're trying to find her exact location now.
May Yearly.
And she is in possession of, by a cat fae.
Cat fae?
Yeah, because that, okay, now Abernathy wasn't here for that, but you're...
But in the book.
Your book.
The fae that were, this like time-related fae is, takes on feline qualities.
It's a time-related fae?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
No, we're so fucked.
We're so fucked.
Do you want to show it this symbol?
And we have this symbol, so I can, you know, just jot it down on a piece of paper so that Abernathy can do the talking, because Mason's not good at doing the negotiating. Whoever's good at negotiating, now is your time to speak up, by the by.
I nominate Wolf.
I'm fine with this.
Yeah, I mean, normally I would volunteer, but okay. I feel like Darla doesn't know
so objectives
what to do
are,
in this scenario.
Objectives are find the human May's location. She went missing 4 years ago, and we believe she's in the possession of a fae who takes on feline qualities and has powers over time.
And has that symbol.
All right. Chronofeline fae with that symbol kidnapped girl 4 years ago. Got it.
Yeah.
We're looking for information on her.
Yeah.
Well, we're looking the talkative one was April.
Yeah.
We're looking for April.
That's correct.
Yeah, okay. So then we need April.
Thank you.
May.
Thank you.
We need to figure out specifically where she is. Just ask for information, because she'll be like, she's 5 feet tall.
Yeah.
You know?
There, milk now, please.
Thank you.
Oh, me? I would never.
Location in a watch. Don't say the M.
The what?
The what word?
He likes the stuff and he holds up.
Oh, the milk. Okay. I thought you said something entirely different. Okay.
He's talking about Moo Moo juice.
Don't talk about our trading qualities. We'll talk about that if we have to. Okay.
All right, break.
If it's that valuable, keep it quiet.
All right. So, Wolf approaches the really fucked up Rapunzel.
Yes. Hello there.
Hello!
Oh, you don't need to yell, I can hear you, darling.
Oh, okay. Just thought that's what we were doing. Well, salutations. My name is Wolfman. I am looking for information. I'm looking for the location of a girl who was taken by a chrono-feline-themed fairy of sorts about 4 years ago. Now, I'm looking for her exact location. Now, and he leans in. Can you help me?
It's never a question of can, love. It's what the price. What do you have on offer?
Well, I do have a certain beverage that comes from, well, it's dairy. I have a dairy beverage I could trade you.
Oh! She leans forward and all of her fingernails quiver around you.
Wolf is screaming internally, but outside keeping cool.
Step a bit closer.
JD is screaming internally.
It's one of those panels in the manga where it's all five of us and it's just screaming in the background.
And she, in excitement, she wiggles her fingers.
Tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick. The worst occurrence in the world.
Yeah, that tickles. Stop, stop. That tickles.
She wiggles her fingers. And what is the little girl's name?
Her name is...
April.
April. Thank you. I was going to say May. Her name is April Yearly.
At the sound of the name, the fingernails begin to glow. And the fairy's head kind of rolls around her neck at first a slow spin, and then goes faster and faster and faster and faster, and then stops very suddenly. Her nails stop glowing, and she looks at you with very wide, owlish eyes, and she goes, "Oh, that name belongs to someone."
Yes. Do you know where they are?
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay. And Wolf kind of shuffles around the nail cage he's in a little bit to look back at everyone. How much of the drink do we have?
I'll need at least a pint. She licks her lips and there are three tongues doing it.
I creak open the chest of ice and gallons of milk and I go, a whole pint? And close it a little bit.
That's what she said, a pint.
Oh, man. Can I just pull out one of the little
It's a pint, gallon? You cheap ass.
Yeah, I'll pull out the half gallon and I cover it with my jacket and I walk over to the cage.
We are the worst drug dealers. Yeah.
This is like in broad daylight.
Yeah, we're this in the middle of the square.
Act casual life, yeah. But it's not at all. I just don't want to get mugged in a back alley for our milk. I
guess I'll just hook it onto one of the nails.
So by milk thugs.
Hand over the moo moo juice.
And no skim.
I want it full body to see.
So you have the attention of the two vendors you first spoke to at the front of the market, but otherwise it goes unnoticed that you are passing around the M word.
Yeah.
So I assume one of you hikes it up to her.
I guess I would. Like, I'm closest.
So yeah. You toss it up and she actually unhinges her jaw and catches it in her mouth.
She takes the whole half gallon?
The whole half gallon, plastic and all, and chews it like chewing gum. Mmm. And her eye sort of twitches. That's a good year.
I just rolled to see on a scale of 1 to 10 how chill Wolf is being right now. I got a 10, so he's like really holding it together.
Darla kind of throws up in her mouth a little bit and is considering becoming a vegan.
She chews for an unreasonable amount of time and then burps loud enough that it makes the ground quiver in the market.
Oh, that's just tacky.
Several of the surrounding shop tenders all clap.
Well, once she finishes...
Awkward.
Was clap. That a good one?
Once she finishes, once she finishes, Abernathy is going to smile because he just realized something.
Okay.
But please continue. I'll bring it up when it becomes relevant.
So, after she has claimed her prize... She cups her hands around her mouth, sending the nails everywhere.
Does this send me upwards, or am I still in the nail cage?
Well, now it's above you, but it wasn't hooked into you or anything. You're still where you were.
Okay. Good.
If anything,
good.
It feels better because they're further away now. And she cups her hands as if to tell you or whisper you a little something. And then she says, again, daintily, "You're looking for nostalgia, darling."
Writing that down.
Nostalgia.
Oh, yes, he lives just over the woods there.
Does she point in a direction?
She does, but it's hard to tell with all the nails. You'll be able to walk in that direction. Okay. There's not really a cardinal direction here. But you do note what direction she's pointing to. And she says, "You really can't miss it because there's three moons and they're always just acting so changeably."
What? Well, thank you, beautiful. I appreciate the help.
Oh, hold on, I need to give you a business card. And she does the contorting gesture again to clip off the end of one of her nails and drops it down to you.
Okay.
I catch it and immediately regret it.
Okay. Once Wolf has that, Abernathy is going to come over to him and lean over and whisper in his ear, "She took more than a pint of milk. She took more than what was promised in the deal. We have her. See what else you can squeeze out of her."
"Oh, darling."
"Yes?"
"It's come to my attention that our deal was a pint of milk for the location."
"Indeed. But I gave you...
You had...
I told you the name and where it is, love."
Damn, she has us.
Yeah, we didn't ask that.
"Oh, you don't get one over on me. I've been around for a century."
Oh no, she's speaking in rhyme. Get out, get out. Go, go, go.
And that's
You there with the... What are they called again?
Vest?
Face?
The vest and the face. Both of you, actually. Do you know there's something you ought to know? If you got any more of that... the moo. There's really something you should know.
What about...
I do it for half, a pint each.
Who's she talking to?
She's talking to...
Darlene JD.
Darlene JD. Yeah,
let's
give it to
the moo. I want to know what I should know.
Do you have any little kitty, moo,
things? I mean, I'd really like to leave before she starts speaking in rhyme again, but I want to leave.
She asked for a half, which you do have.
Okay, right. And then...
So you repeat the process of tossing it up and her eating it whole. And once she's done and she's licked the last dribble of milk from her chin with one of her three tongues, she looks down and she goes, "Oh, lovely. I really want you to know, because I feel it relevant, you're missing your names, and that's very peculiar. Just thought you ought to know. Ta-ta!"
What does she mean? My name is... It's not... What does that mean?
Oh, shit. That's very unspecific.
No! Oh, okay. No, do you guys remember when you guys like...
Yes.
Yeah.
The movie thing?
Yeah.
The movie thing when that Thea's thing stole our names?
Yep. Yeah.
Motherfucker.
They're still gone.
Yep.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The look on Pope's face right now. You were ready with that one.
Damn straight I was.
Oh my God.
I don't know what it means.
Okay, by the way, Garrett loves this. Abernathy has never been more tense.
I don't know if Wolf would get it. Should I roll to see if Wolf understands, or...
I mean, I don't think he was with them. I think the only people who witnessed it were the two of them. So they'll have to explain to the party what happened.
Right, but Wolf does remember when they were erased from reality.
I'll give you a roll just because I believe Wolf lost and reclaimed his name that episode, right?
I believe so.
I think so.
So yeah, he could put it together, with context.
Fuck. All right, cult?
Yeah, let's call it Wits a Cult.
I'm going to...
All right.
Can I just say that when that happens, Abernathy is going to be just like... What?
That's a fail.
That's a fail? Alright, so he doesn't quite put it together.
I really need to buy a colt.
JD, should we ask her if she knows who has them? You remember that time when we got our duplicates and we were in the movie thing and I was yelling at you in the Breakfast Club?
Yeah.
Do you remember those things like were us and then they disappeared?
I mean, yeah, it was really weird. A lot of weird stuff happened that day, though.
I think they took our names.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either, but it sounds bad.
I don't know what it means.
We can probably come back later.
Does that mean we're owned by somebody like this little girl now?
What does it mean?
It does mean it might. Oh, sorry, we're having a private conversation.
We should get to know who it is. I need to know.
It does mean it might.
Oh, yes, you do need to know. It's a good one.
She's getting her fill today.
She's a total gossip.
We should ask.
We can't use a lot more, but...
Maybe we should have something else we can give her.
Oh, I'm bloated. I'm terribly bloated now anyway. I wouldn't want anyone. I'm really drunk now. Okay. I'd do it for one fear each.
A fear?
Just a little one. I'm not asking for that much.
This is why I love Changeling the Lost, is because you make deals like this.
Come on, give me. Just one little fear. Each.
What will you be doing with that fear?
Oh, that's none of your business. It's just a simple deal.
Tight places. I don't like tight places. They're bad. I don't like them. Not a fan.
I don't like being trapped emotionally.
Okay, that will do.
And she does the weird, creepy, inhuman head thing, and her nails glow, and you all don't feel any differently. But she...
No, sir. I don't like it.
...snaps still, and she smiles very, very wide, and she goes, "Oh, it's just so amusing, because you see Nostalgia has them."
The what?
Isn't that just so serendipitous?
Oh, shit. Oh, jeez.
Wait, what?
How did that even happen?
Hold on, wait, who has them?
Nostalgia, the fae that we're getting the girls from.
Oh, okay, I misheard you.
We weren't even in Kansas City when that
happened. Maybe they got bartered.
Well, yeah, no, the hedge can reach anywhere.
Jesus Christ.
Well, to be fair, we gave you two fears and you asked for one.
She said one each.
No, damn.
Can't pull me over.
Let's just go.
But I appreciate your patronage.
And she clips two more bits of nail off and throws them down to you. Do come back. You are very tasty. I never want
to
come back.
I would like to put that clipping of nail in Mason's back pocket.
Okay.
You'll need a...
Not if I'm aware of it. Not if Abernathy's aware of it either.
That'll be a roll off. So I'll need... Dexterity Subterfuge from JD, and I'll need Wits Composure from Mason.
How long is the nail piece?
Haha, Abernathy would
want two dice!
It's roughly a centimeter.
Oh. I was going to stick it in the inside pocket of my jacket.
Abernathy would not have noticed he got zero successes.
Okay.
I got three.
I got one.
Oh.
So you succeed in hiding a fey creature's fingernail in the back of Mason's pocket.
I just don't want it.
And you tuck yours in your pocket. Why not? And then she belches very loudly as
off
you
we go.
Step away.
Step away from this thing.
I hope we never come back here.
It might have magic properties. You're welcome.
So, you all have a decision. Do you go in the direction indicated, or do you fall back and regroup?
Now, here's the problem. If we go in now, we aren't entirely sure what we'll be facing unless, the book is still relevant to whatever it is that Nostalgia crafted for themselves. We could leave, regroup, and come back with better bearings. The problem is that
well, the hedge and just anything on the other side in general is prone to change, very quick change, and time travels, time passes differently here. We may be in a completely different section if we decide to come back. That hedge gate may not even be here the next time we come back.
I think since we're already here, we should just go.
In for a penny, in for a pound.
We're already here and we're never gonna, we probably might have trouble finding it again.
Fair enough.
And also, I never want to do this ever again, so I vote just rip the band-aid off, man.
Okay, so whenever we, if we ever feel like we're there, we need to move quick.
I'm sure we'll know.
Uncle, Scorpio, are,
Thank you.
Are you?
Yes, West.
Are you, fast on your feet? Can you run pretty quick?
Not entirely. In my age, it's, not nearly as fast as I used to be.
Okay, well, then we're just gonna have to travel. As soon as we end up in this place, we'll need to try and move quickly, see if we can find anything, and then just get out if it gets really bad.
Agreed.
We gotta try and help, but we can't. These places get really dangerous really fast. We'll have to leave quickly if we have to. Let's move carefully, guys. This is as dangerous as it gets.
Okay, so you pick your way through the rest of the goblin market in the direction that the creature showed you. You're careful not to interact with any of the other creatures, though your margin for what is a strange creature does get more and more lax as you go through. Some creatures don't appear to have any skin at all. They're just sort of ethereal masses that move and shift and, you know, really all manner of beings clearly exist here. And there's not really a lot of discernible pattern between them. You
are
hear people.
Any of them paying attention to us, considering that we are all, like, just plain old human?
You do attract attention, but since you all are just making your way through, you're usually able to evade actually engaging.
I hate to bring it up, but in fairness, would any of this constitute an integrity check?
I think because most of you knew what you were getting into, and it hasn't been hugely traumatic yet. No one's been aggressive towards you.
Okay.
I think most of you are safe, unless you just think your character would be deeply disturbed by this, unlike an ethical
level. Well, he would at least be very heavily uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, you're welcome
to
roll.
I don't know. I don't know if that constitutes.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. It's generally a traumatic sort of thing, but if you feel like this would be really distressing.
I feel like hell was more traumatic at that point.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's why I didn't elect to give you a role, because considering the things you have experienced before, this is scary, but it's not quite.
Well, market setting is at least familiar in that sense.
Well, and there is a social aspect. They're all conversing. They seem relatively friendly.
And no one's, like, really, like,
Super weird
that these people are here. Let's eat them. Like,
and no one is being outright hostile towards you because this is a place of business.
Okay.
So for right now, I wouldn't say it's quite there.
Are we being followed?
I love changeling.
I don't know. Are you being followed? Roll me with Commuter.
You don't know, guys. I'm being pretty quiet, but it's like my favorite thing we've ever done. I love changing.
Oh, no. I'm loving all of this.
Yes.
I am so cute right now. You guys are missing my dance.
So, Mason, you get a certain tingle up your spine, but whenever you look over your shoulder, you can't ever seem to find anything following you for sure. Mm-hmm. However, you do reach, the stalls become sparser and sparser the further you go in that direction. The trees and the vines become thicker and more of a bluish color. And as you start to really leave the hubbub of the goblin market, you are headed off by two creatures, the large, round creature and the short, square one that you encountered at the top of the market. And the big one moves its fingers, and its fingers actually curl into fists backwards, so over the top of its hand.
Jesus Christ.
And it smacks them together in a threatening gesture, and the little square one goes, "I heard you got the goods."
Oh my god, it is Milk Thugs! Milk brigands.
Milk and, junkies. Dairy junkies.
And that's where we'll end the session for today.
No! This is one of the funniest endings we've ever done.
Tune in next week to watch us get accosted by milk junkies.
Yes.
Milk.
Uncanny Valley Cancer Cell is created and produced by Buckle Nagel and Stephen Pope. The players are Garrett Schmigel as Vic, Deanna Venable as Darla, Michael Morris as JD, Stephen Pope as James Wolfe, and John Tompkins as Mason, with Buckle Nagel running the game. Hunter the Vigil 2nd Edition is produced and published by Onyx Path Publishing. Find us online at Uncanny Show on Twitter and www.uncannyvalleyshow.com. Make sure you check out Wild Cards, Experience Pointers, and other Saving Throw Show productions on the Saving Throw Network. And hey, have a good night.